Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville USD 364 held a special school board meeting February 23rd and offered contracts for the upcoming school year to Heather Heebley, pre-K teacher, and Lucas Packett, elementary teacher. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts spoke in Beatrice recently. Friday afternoon, Ricketts met with community members discussing his three top priorities, including property taxes, infrastructure, and dealing with corrections. The region's best spellers will compete in the 63rd Annual Regional Spelling Bee in Topeka this Saturday. Representing Marshall County, Ricky Hugh, an 8th grader at Marysville Junior Senior High, and Lane Johnson Martinez, an 8th grader at Marysville Junior Senior High. Representing Washington County, Emily Jones, 6th grader from Washington County Elementary, and Lane Musselman, 6th grader from Lynn Lutheran. Representing Nemahaw County, Campbell Haverkamp, an 8th grader at Centralia Elementary, and Dalton Hermish, 7th grader at St. Peter and Paul's in Seneca. The Washington County Community Foundation can award over $5,000 in grants this spring. Nonprofit organizations, individuals, or groups of individuals are eligible to apply with a purpose to support communities in endeavors to improve quality of life in Washington County. Applications are online and can be found at WashingtonCountyCF.org. For additional information, contact Lori Huber or Randy Wyatt. Gage County Extension Service is hosting a meeting in conjunction with the University of Nebraska Extension. They'll host a Beef Profit Tips workshop Wednesday, March 2nd, 7 until 9 p.m. at the Extension office on the fairgrounds in Beatrice. The workshop will focus on economics and market outlook, three-dimensional beef herds, and future opportunities for beef production in the region. Workshop fee is $15, no pre-registration required. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, cheeseburger soup, turkey and Swiss sandwich, a vegetable plate, and mandarin orange salad. Tomorrow, smothered steak, mashed potato and gravy, peas and carrots, strawberries, and bananas. KNDY News Time 7:13.
You work hard, day in and day out, and you deserve a bank that does the same for you. A bank that takes care of business, that delivers on their promises. A bank that gets the big J-O-B done. Well, United Bank and Trust is that bank. A hometown bank with deep roots in all of the 9 Kansas communities they serve, United Bank and Trust offers the best commercial, home, and ag loans. After all, it's what you deserve. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hey, Brian, where should we go for dinner?
Well, that's easy. The Wagon Wheel. Now that we're in Lent, they have a whole menu devoted to Lent specials. Salads, sandwiches, baskets, and dinners. They've got an amazing selection. It pays to dine at the Wagon Wheel with their 5 Stars Rewards Program. Receive 1 point for every dollar spent and redeem the points for a free drink, appetizer, and entree.
I know where we're going. The Wagon Wheel.
Here's your KNDY WeatherWise forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We'll see some cloudiness lingering early on today, becoming mostly sunny though. Highs around 43 with winds out of the north gusting to 25. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 27, northwest winds 5 to 10. And into Wednesday, partly sunny skies, warmer temperatures, highs around 65, southwest winds gusting to 30, a chance for rain Wednesday night with a low of 37. The outlook into Thursday, mainly sunny, 52, sunshine to round out the week on Friday with a high of 61. Into the weekend, Saturday, mainly sunny, 62, mostly sunny skies for Sunday, topping off around 67. Looking out towards next week on Monday, slight chance for showers and thunderstorms with highs back to 67. I'm staff meteorologist Dave Perrin.
Average high temperature early March, 50, record high on this date, 84, 1972. The average low, 28. The record low was 7 degrees in 1960. Sunset this evening, 6:15. Sunrise in the morning at 6:53. 24 degrees this morning in Marysville, a north wind at 15 miles an hour, barometer 30.08 inches, and the relative humidity 83%. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 1st of March, 2016. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting. Substate Basketball Monday. Marysville boys knocked off Mar Hill 60-40. Marysville advances to play top seed Sabetha at Hiawatha Thursday. Sabetha beat ECCHS 72-24. Bottom of the bracket, Nemahal Central over Pleasant Ridge 77-52, and Hiawatha upset Wathena Riverside 54-42. Washington County girls advance over Salina Sacred Heart 64-52 and will face Republic County at Washington County on Thursday. Republic County beat Smith Center 29-18. Valley Heights girls advance over Bennington 59-45 and will face Solomon on Thursday at Washington County. Solomon took Lincoln 40-30. Other scores from Monday's action. Lynn girls defeated Blue Valley 38-25. Southern Cloud boys defeated Lynn 45-43. Tuesday night, sub-state basketball tip-offs. Marysville girls face Nemahal Central and Seneca. 7 o'clock tip-off, live on KNDY AM 1570 FM 94.1, streaming on our website, kndyradio.com. Washington County boys entertain Republic County. Valley Heights boys tip-off at Solomon. Those are 7 o'clock starts. Frankfort boys will host Immaculata Tuesday evening in a 7:30 tip-off.
Hey, Wildcat fans, K-State Baseball hosts the first home series of the 2016 season this weekend at Toyton Family Stadium. First pitch on opening day is at 3 o'clock Friday afternoon against Arkansas Pine Bluff. Hot dogs are just $1. Sunday's game is a family fun day. Purchase a Wildcat 4-pack with 4 GA tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 chips, and 4 drinks for just $34. Visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS to get your tickets today. Go Cats!
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The U.S. Supreme Court yesterday declined to hear a challenge to the Environmental Protection Agency's rules to clean up the Chesapeake Bay. The lawsuit filed by the American Farm Bureau was one of hundreds the High Court declined to consider. A federal appeals court last year ruled restrictions on fertilizer runoff, wastewater discharges, and other bay pollutants are valid, and that decision will now stand. Reports say nitrogen and phosphorus runoff from farmland into the bay fertilize algae blooms that, when they decompose, create dead zones in the bay. The EPA in 2010 set what was known as a total maximum daily load of nutrients and sediment permitted to wash into the Chesapeake Bay. A Pennsylvania Farm Bureau spokesperson said the economic viability of local farmers could be in jeopardy because of the plan. They say the plan allows EPA to do whatever they want, whenever they want, and that the ruling is a major disappointment for farmers. The Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City says weakness in U.S. agriculture could spill over into other parts of the rural economy. Nathan Kaufman says with the agriculture decline in income and farm jobs, there is the potential for declines in Main Street activity. Kaufman says a strong U.S. dollar and softening demand from China continues to pressure the agriculture sector this year. He spoke at the Ag Outlook Forum and said there seems to be a lot less uncertainty about where things are headed. Most forecasters expect the supply chain of a glut of crops to continue to weigh on the prices. Kaufman added the struggles in the farm economy do not rival the collapse of the 80s, though, saying he wants to be careful not to suggest that the sky is falling. Find more ag information online anytime at agview.net. With this Ag Business Update, powered by agview.net, I'm Ken Rogers.